Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I am so excited. Christy Barse is on the phone, and the only thing better would be to have her in studio with us in real life. Christy Barse is the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, and I'm telling you, as the springtime is coming and summer's going to be here, I'm sure it is just a busy, busy, busy time, and it's an exciting time for the city of Hastings. Christy, hello to you. How have you been?
I've been good. I've been really good. And I wish I was in studio with you, too. I was saying before we went on air that I think the sunshine has brought out lots and lots of people. So our office has been so busy, which is great. I love it. I love seeing the new visitors and some new businesses interested in getting involved. So, yeah, it's been busy, and I love it.
So do people that come to Hastings, do they wander in to grab some brochures and then go out and about?
They do. They do. And there's still what makes Hastings unique from a tourism aspect is there are still things that you can't get a ton of information online about. So people will stop in and they'll say, a lot of times it's, hey, I heard that there's a waterfall. How do I get there? Are there extra trails? Or, hey, I heard that close to the Lock and Dam, is there any additional information about the Lock and Dam? And so just some really cool, unique tourism spots in town, and a lot of people that stop in that are interested in the bike trails and getting a bike trail map and all of the connecting trails that go all over. So there's a variety of questions, and I think it's nice to be able to have that opportunity to talk to people in person and not have to just rely solely on, well, you can search it on the web. We like to be able to provide those custom experiences for our visitors.
Absolutely. And you're so visible as you come over the bridge. Wow, it's so nice.
I know. I'm sitting in my office right now looking out at City Hall, and I'm like, gosh, I'm feeling pretty lucky. I got a pretty darn good view.
You do. And pretty soon those trees are going to be budding. Aren't they crab trees?
Yes. Oh, gosh, they're gorgeous. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, it's going to be so fun. Christy, yeah. We are talking in May, and I think you know down to the day how many days until Rivertown Days.
We are 73 days away from Rivertown Days. 73 days. Yeah, actually, and things are going really well. You know, it's nice to, we've made a lot of changes with the event since the Riverfront Renaissance downtown was completed and Levee Park was completed. So this year, it's nice to just do a rinse and repeat from what happened last year. People liked it, and I've got this new fabulous staff member, Jessica Dodge, that has just been incredible. So things are going really well from a planning standpoint for Rivertown Days.
Oh, I'm really excited. Well, give the weekend again so people can mark their calendars.
Sure. It's July 15th through the 17th. There will be, it's nice. We're starting to see more of our events around town come back this year as COVID numbers are continuing to die down. So it'll be great to have lots of activity in the Levee Park downtown area, the craft fair at JC Park, and then events around town as well.
So fun. Well, that's going to be something to look forward to.
Yeah.
So, Christy, one of the things that I think you've done a really great job of doing as the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau is working with a lot of the other organizations in Hastings, a lot of the nonprofits, but especially the schools. And, you know, you take it for granted that, of course, you want school kids to be successful in their education because they are the future workers or owners of small businesses in this area. But you've taken that a step further, and I know you've done some really great job working with the schools, in particular the counseling department, and trying to get kids on the right track in a kind of a different way.
Yeah, it's been great. So we have always had the model at the chamber that, you know, strong schools equal strong communities, which in turn is good for strong business. And so, you know, as we continue to see this workforce crisis, and many of our employers are just really struggling to fill those jobs, get people to even apply, we've been really trying to figure out, okay, how can we as local businesses give back to our schools and then also have an opportunity to provide education or real life skills or just visibility to what life can be like after graduation. So that's really picked up speed in the last year and a half. Our schools, obviously, like many of our organizations, have had a lot to deal with health and safety as we navigate the pandemic, but it's been great to be able to connect with the, I guess he's relatively new, probably there for about 4 years now, but Steve Peterson, the high school counselor who did similar programming with businesses over in Prescott area. But he's been just an excellent partner to work at with trying to connect our local businesses and the high school students. And from a larger umbrella, the school superintendent, Bob McDowell, is extremely supportive in involving the business community to gather feedback on how do we have the best portrait of a graduate once students leave the Hastings school system. So he's been 100% on board in getting the business community in, from just gathering feedback to getting CEOs in the classroom to figuring out how we can get students out to our business community and take tours. So there's a lot going on. It's been a really exciting time.
I bet it has. And can you explain how that then would mushroom into perhaps job opportunities?
Sure.
Or, you know,
yeah,
the
yeah.
like?
Yeah, so we're working on a couple different things. So right now, the high school is going to be looking at taking kind of a deeper dive into their curriculum over this next year. So I've been working with Bob in creating what we're calling industry think tanks, where we're bringing in local businesses from various industries and getting feedback from them on what was their journey like from high school through college to where they're at right now. If they were to look back on their high school experience, would they have changed anything knowing what they know now? And then transitioning that into, when you are looking for an employee, what skill sets do you really need to make someone hireable? And what do you feel we at the Hastings School District could be doing better to make sure that our students are better prepared for life after graduation? And that's just been, it's been so rewarding to hear. And our businesses are so enthusiastic about it. And they're really wanting to continue on this process once it goes over to the school and they start looking through that curriculum, and then how can we be involved in the future. So that's been really exciting. We've done a think tank with our healthcare with Alina Regina Hospital, and we've done a finance industry think tank. We did auto and building trade today. I think we've got three more. So that's been a really cool process. And then on more of like the curriculum level, I've been working closely with Steve Peterson on a few different projects at the high school. One includes the juniors go through what has historically been a college day, where they bring in colleges from all around the state, four-year, two-year, and give students the opportunity to get to know what the different tracks are. And we recently implemented an employer panel for those students that want to go straight into the workforce after high school and are not entirely sure what they want to do with their continued education. So that's been really successful, and now we're looking at doing a career math day for juniors here coming up in May, and we're going to bring in local employers that are going to talk about what a compensation package looks like and how to really evaluate pay, not just from, you know, a $20 an hour pay scale and what that looks like annually, but if you include benefits like healthcare and paid time off and a 401k, how that looks differently from an annual basis over just your hourly pay. So I'm really excited to see how that goes. We're going to have local businesses come in for a full day on May 12th and kick that program off. So, and the businesses are excited about it too. I mean, they're really excited to get in front of students and be engaged. And what we've seen just from the employer panel is InTech Plastics in particular has hired graduates from Hastings High School right after they graduate because they sat in on that employer panel. So it's a win-win. We're seeing students learn from our businesses, and we're seeing employers being able to hire on good employees right locally in our community.
So when you say that they're going to come into the school, is it during a certain time period, during like a certain class?
Yep. So we have, so for our career math day, we have a couple different math classes that businesses are going to tag team on doing a lesson plan on, and it's just for one day. So we're going to test this program out and then hope to be able to expand it, because the other area that we're hearing from the counselors is that students are really in need of understanding what it means to have student loans and how it looks to repay those back. And, you know, I think if you can remember back to your high school experience, I know I can kind of remember back to mind. But what I thought I wanted to do and what I ended up doing were very, very different. And, you know, students are at a bit of a fragile age, and so it's okay to want to explore. It's just important to understand that if you're going to explore and you're going to a four-year college that's $45,000 a year, you are going to end up having to pay those loans back. And is the industry that you're going into going to allow you, afford you to do that? So that's the next thing that we're hoping to tackle. And I think it can be really interesting.
I do too. And is this something that you have developed with Steve and Superintendent McDowell, or is this something that you think other cities and school districts are partnering on?
Yeah, so there have been, they're called Business Education Networks in several other communities, and it's exactly what this is. It's oftentimes a partnership between the chamber or a local business organization and the school district. And that looks different based on the community needs, but it's a lot of the same stuff. So in Lakeville, the Hastings Chamber partners often with the local chambers within Dakota County. So I know Lakeville's program very well, because they're a strong partner of ours. Their program is called Lakeville Works. And what they've done is they've been able to create programs starting at middle school where they bring CEOs into the classroom at middle school to talk about different industries and job opportunities. They have crafted summer programs for middle school students. They've created certain days throughout the school year where they pay for transportation and students can visit and tour different businesses within the community, and educators can visit and tour different businesses within the community. They've raised funds from the business community to pay for different equipment in their tech labs that needed updating. So there's just endless possibilities. And I think what's excited me is there's a lot of excitement from our membership in moving forward with programs like this. They're busy. We have a lot of family-owned small businesses that spend a lot of time at their business, but they are putting this at a level of importance where they're taking time away to come to these meetings, to get in the classroom, and to get more engaged with program like this.
You know, I know you have a middle schooler, and
I do.
How does this feel to you as a parent to know that your child is going to, you know, have the opportunity to learn about the workforce in a different way? I mean, you and your husband have different careers, but
yes,
it really does just open up the many options out there, doesn't it?
It does. You know, it makes me as excited as a parent with two boys in the Hastings School District. I think we have had a phenomenal experience. I have a kindergartner, and my fifth grader has been through the Hastings School District starting at kindergarten. And so I think this will only enhance. And what, you know, I'm sure you know that as parents, we can tell our kids something until we're blue in the face, but until their teacher tells them that, it doesn't really resonate, right? They're going to react differently when someone else is teaching them the same thing that we may be trying to implement at home. And so I'm hoping that by bringing in experts in different industries, by bringing in business owners who have had different experiences, it can provide a different level of mentorship or a different lens to students that it may resonate with them, you know, and that hopefully will give teachers a break too, because I'm sure, you know, if you're going through the same lesson plan and it's not resonating with certain students, but yet you bring them out and they can touch the car, they can mm-hmm. get behind the counter, they can actually see things in action, that may resonate with them over seeing it in a book. We all learn differently. So I'm excited. I hope that it will continue to grow. I know the Chamber Board has been excited about it too. And I think it's all good things from here.
Absolutely. And I think showing real world opportunities for kids, you know, there are so many different tracks to get out into the world. And
yeah,
sometimes taking one track may put you behind in other ways. And this is a great opportunity for you to just explore what is out there. How can you recoup some of your higher education costs quicker?
Right.
Or what can companies do to help you? Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of ways, and I love how you're looking at this compensation piece in so many different ways. You know, I think the more we can explain to kids that, you know, driving to Minneapolis might be more expensive, even though you're making more money, that might be more expensive than staying closer, or exactly. You're going to have to wear, you know, your wardrobes have to gonna be better. You're going to have to have a better car, or, you know, taking a job that might have a company car with it, or, you know, those are all things, as you mentioned, 401, or
yep.
They all can add up. And I think it's good to open kids' eyes about what is out there, and maybe they're thinking of something a little more non-traditional.
Right.
That's good, too. And to support, yeah. as a parent, to support kids.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, because we are in, I think a couple things have happened. You know, I think employers learned a lot from the pandemic. They had to pivot quickly. They had to figure out ways to provide more flexibility, to allow employees to work from home and the hybrid model. And we're in a workforce shortage where our employers are getting extremely creative with the benefits they're offering. And so people coming into the workforce are going to have a lot of options that you and I probably didn't have when we first entered the workforce. You know, it was, you really just looked at your hourly wage and,
right.
you know, maybe you got a compensation for your health insurance, or, you know, you worked towards a week of paid time off. And where a lot of employers are, they're paying for schooling if you're interested in a certain track. They're doing very flexible paid time off and hybrid work, so that you don't have to add in the gas price, like you said, to drive to mm-hmm. Minneapolis. And so just really being able to think through how all of those things adds up. I mean, I didn't really understand how much health insurance and 401k and paid time off added up until I started doing payroll myself at the chamber for other employees. And that's when you really start looking at the numbers. And I think if I would have been able to go through some of those courses and learn how to evaluate different job offerings, I might have tried some different paths. So I'm hoping that it will bring some awareness to students that they're not currently getting in the great curriculum that the high school has, but just some real life experience.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, we're sure glad that you chose the path that you chose. Thank you so much.
Well,
Christy Barr, she's the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. And if you have a high schooler, chat with them about some of the things that are going on in their classes as it pertains to careers. Have those discussions over dinner. And if you don't have dinner together, maybe in the car on your way to soccer, something like that. Christy, always great to chat with you. Thanks for all you do. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.